your comfort goes. Ailment on my soul, make it hard for me to see. Thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Michael Toscano. Tragedy at a fall celebration in Georgia. The BBC's Chris Barrow reports.
At least seven people have been killed after part of a ferry dock gangway collapsed on an island off the coast of Georgia. Crowds had gathered on Sapelo Island for a celebration of the African-American Gullah Geechee community. At least 20 people are reported to have plunged into the water, and search and rescue efforts have been continuing.
Multiple people were taken to hospitals. A statement from President Biden said, quote, Jill and I mourn those who lost their lives, and he praised the first responders. The road to the White House took Vice President Harris to Atlanta today.
We are the underdog, and we are running as the underdog. But make no mistake, we will win. We will win.
Former President Donald Trump was in Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
So you have to tell Kamala Harris that you've had enough, that you just can't take it anymore. We can't stand you. You're a Vice President. The worst. You're the worst Vice President. Kamala, you're fired. Get the hell out of here. You're fired.
30,000 striking Boeing factory workers have a contract offer to consider. Let's go to Seattle.
Negotiators for the Aerospace Workers Union report they've reached a tentative agreement. The company's latest offer would give workers a 35% wage increase over 4 years. That's after union members voted overwhelmingly last month to reject a 25% increase. Union members expected to vote on the proposal Wednesday, possibly ending a lengthy strike that halted most production on September 3rd. Boeing estimates it's been losing about $1 billion a month during the strike. Thomas Brock for CBS News, Seattle.
The Israeli army has ordered evacuations in two neighborhoods in South Beirut by Sunday morning as it targets what the military describes as Hezbollah-affiliated buildings. In Israel itself, there have been incoming drones.
According to the Israeli military, three drones crossed from Lebanon into Israeli airspace. Two were shot down, but one continued further south towards Caesarea, where Israel's prime minister has a private residence.
The BBC's Jonah Fisher reporting from Jerusalem. In an unusual Saturday court session, the trial of the man accused of murdering two girls in Delphi, Indiana, continued for its second day. There was testimony from a former local police chief and two people who searched for Abby Williams and Libby German in 2017. Richard Allen, a pharmacy technician accused of killing the girls, is charged with murder. The trial will resume on Monday. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? They're yours, and Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at progressive.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FACE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FACE. Enjoy.
A bankruptcy is hurting farmers in the Midwest.
The shutdown of Pure Prairie Poultry in Iowa is leaving farmers in several states, including Minnesota and Wisconsin, desperate to feed their flocks. The organic broiler chicken producer closed suddenly after filing for bankruptcy a year after getting a $39 million federal loan. The company provided farmers with chicks and feed to raise them until they were ready for slaughter. Farmers in Wisconsin are giving away chickens to anyone who can feed them. The closure could mean 1.3 million birds starving in Iowa alone. The agriculture department in that state and also in Minnesota are stepping in to help care for the birds. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
A Tennessee court has ruled the medical emergency exception in Tennessee's abortion ban is unclear, so the court says the state cannot enforce it, while a lawsuit by doctors and women who say they were denied abortions goes forward. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and alone the low 50s tonight. Sunshine returns for tomorrow and even warmer, a high around 80. And up again on Monday, more sun and low 80s. Mostly sunny, mid 70s for the high on Tuesday. Slight shower chance Tuesday night and Wednesday. It's 55 right now.
Yeah. look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see.
Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
Let me live again. Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us. We twinkle below. Good morning, starshine.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media. He'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Finger now, it doesn't mean a thing. WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. day. I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Southern USA.
Wall slipping and sliding all along.
just like that. You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl.
WRJN.
Just about supper time, over by the courthouse. sickly.